You're listening to Inside Agriculture. Terry Loomis, gone for the 4th of July. You gotta settle with me, Mick Kerr, here on Inside Agriculture. All right, on this 4th of July, you probably want to throw a nice big old T-bone on the grill or do something special with hamburgers. Well, guess what? Pork is king when it comes to the competitive barbecue circuit. Bill Kessler competes in major contests, including the American Royal in Kansas City and Memphis in May. Kessler has a unique perspective because he's also a pig farmer operating a farrow-to-finish swine operation in Mexico, Missouri.
If you've ever been to one of these national barbecue contests or even some of the local and state cook-offs, you know, you're talking tons of pork cooked and consumed in a weekend. I mean, you talk the volume of pork that's at these teams, you know, like in Memphis in May, if you were in the whole hog category, instead of doing one, you did two just in case something wasn't right on the other one, you had the other one to fall back on, you know. And it's just like for ribs, we only needed 12 for the turn-ins at different times, but we cooked like 20. So we had an extra one just in case, the same way with the shoulder.
To succeed in these barbecue contests or when cooking for the family, Kessler says success begins in one place.
The whole secret is getting good quality pork and then getting it aged right, and then whether you inject it or put your dry rub on it, and then you got to make sure you maintain your slow temperature so you get the smoke flavor.
Bill Kessler competes in many major contests, including the American Royal in Kansas City and Memphis. He is a pig farmer operating a farrow-to-finish operation at Mexico, Missouri, and a member of the National Pork Producers Council Board of Directors. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. And whether it's shrimp on the barbie, or pork, or beef, or lamb, or chicken, remember, a farmer raised that meat that you're going to enjoy today on the 4th of July. Terry Loomis back with you tomorrow. I'm Mick Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is Inside Agriculture.